Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Well, he whispers. You know, that's the story of Elijah. I think when we really get quiet, which is very hard to do in today's world, and that's a discipline as well, to make room for quiet. He is always, God, nobody talks more than the Holy Spirit. God is always talking to us. And I think the big question is, are we watching and are we listening?
I love this from your book. You wrote, "From experience, I discovered that God's word often had a word, a verse, a phrase, a concept, or an actual word just for me if I was patient enough to search for it." And with that, you know, just being so true, would you speak to that person listening today who is just even now being stirred, going, you know, I want him to speak to me in a unique way that's specific to my life and situation. What are just even first steps they could take to just sort of bend an ear and hear in a more clear way?
Good question, and a very important one. In addition to being alert, I really think when people want to hear God's voice, and this is something sometimes people don't want to do, but I always say, go first to his word. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been over 1,600 pages in my Bible, pouring out his heart. I mean, his word is himself. It's his thought. Go to his word and ask him, you know, read a chapter in John or go to a familiar passage and say, God, I'm going to come to you right now with a broken, hurting, or desperate, or thirsty heart, and I just ask you to, you know, make a passage or a verse or two come alive for me. I call that a watchword. But it's just happened so many times. In fact, when we were going through the infertility, I can't tell you the number of times a scripture would just jump off the page. One out of, I think it was Psalm 113, just says, "The Lord settles the barren woman in her home, the happy mother of children." And the day I read that, I just about wanted to turn a cartwheel. It was like it was my mail for the day. And like Beth Moore says, when you read God's word, take it personally. And God wants to make it personal. And again, when I went from being an atheist to a believer, one of the most dramatic overnight changes was that scripture took on a life of its own. It became alive. So your listeners, I'm guessing most of them probably are believers, but if they are, you know, have not surrendered their life to the Lord Jesus, that's really the first step, of course, in hearing his voice, but it's also the step that kind of is the magic key to unlock understanding of his word.
Yeah, you know, it's such a powerful thing with the Spirit of God in us and the Word of God before us. If we can, you know, understand the reality of that miracle, it is, you know, it's just amazing the depths of what he shows us, where it really is those who don't have the Spirit of God in them, and those who are maybe antagonistic towards Scripture, don't understand. I mean, I just think I read it was this morning in John where it says, you know, the light is shining down in the darkness, but the darkness doesn't understand it. But when you want to understand, he wants to get you understanding. And I think that's so precious.